On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was January 6, 1943, opening day of regular session of the 62nd General Assembly. This particular session comes with a different set of circumstances, in as that we are more than a year into the Second World War. As lawmakers are coming into Jefferson City for the normal set of worries, including a $13 million budget shortfall, there is something else about to be made known to them. Included in the governor's annual address, which on this occasion is 35 pages, to the legislature, are 5 points directly related to broader wartime powers for the executive branch. These include a 35-mile-per-hour speed limit, ability to use proclamation to suspend any state law that, in his words, hinder, impede, delay, or interfere with the proper conduct of war, authority to, again his words, suppress any activity which may assist an enemy, such as radio silence or blackouts, the right to declare martial law, and ability to swear in anyone for guard duty. The governor also asked lawmakers to make other considerations for the war effort, including changes to weight limits on buses and trucks, plus the ability to suspend the Missouri State Fair during the war. Such requests were not uncommon as World War II continued. January 6, 1943, the date marking the first day of session on this date in Missouri Senate history.